Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, decluttering, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I'm a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, manage their time and be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving or getting settled into their new home, and helping with home management. Today, I want to talk about junk mail. You may have tried to escape the deluge of unwanted solicitations, but junk mail seems to find its way into everyone's home. The United States Postal Service took a poll in 2012 and found that junk mail represented 60% of all household mail. American households received 79.6 billion pieces of advertising mail annually. The Postal Service is handling approximately 100 billion pieces of junk mail per year. Unfortunately, about 44% of junk mail ends up in our landfills unopened. I'd like to think that most of us are responsible about recycling, but it's also easy to understand how overwhelming opening the mail can be. Whenever I work with someone who's really good at piling, not filing, there's always a large component of junk mail making up a good portion of the piles. Okay, so it's obviously a problem, but you can get a handle on it. It just takes a bit of your time and attention, but in the long run, it's well worth it. Here are some of my favorite ways to deal with mail overload. Stopping the junk mail before it even comes to you is the best overall option for us all. You can check out catalogchoice.org, dmachoice.org, yellowpagesoptout.com, and yellowpagesgoesgreen.org. You can opt out of firm offers of credit or insurance via optoutprescreen.com and the National Do Not Mail list by going to directmail.com. Now, some of these options will put a freeze on your name for 5 years, and then you have to start the process over again. Annoying indeed. Sometimes you can be deleted from databases forever. 41pounds.org is a paid service, but for most people, they're willing to take the time to try the free route first. I'll have links to these sources on our Facebook page, Minding Your Manor, on WGXC 90.7 FM. When catalogs come in that I don't want, I call the customer service phone number that's usually listed on the back page. Some catalogs even have a number command for those who would like to be removed from their mailing list, or you can speak to a representative. Ask to be removed from the mailing list, and they'll ask you for a customer or promotion code number, which is also on the back of most catalogs. Know that it usually takes a few months for you to be dropped off completely, as some of their mailings are pre-printed. I keep a list of the catalogs I've contacted with a date so I don't waste my time calling them more than once and to check to see if I've really been dropped after a few months. There are some types of junk mail that are really difficult or impossible to stop, such as grocery circulars, one-time promotional products, or services and political advertisements. But if you see any of the following phrases near the address label, such as return service requested, forwarding service requested, address service requested, or change service requested, you can write refuse and return to sender and put it back in your outgoing mail, and hopefully that will stem some of the flow. You know the deal. You've given money to charity, and now you get oodles of solicitations all year long that make you wonder, how much does the charity spend on postage? You can request that they limit how many times a year they send you solicitations. And of course, you can ask to be removed from their list completely. You can call, email, or send them a request via the envelope that they typically enclose. So you've gone through the motions of trying to keep the junk from even coming into your home, but it often takes some time before you notice the amount diminishing. In the meantime, try to create habits that will benefit you no matter how much junk mail you get. If you have a P.O. box and you can put unwanted junk in a recycle bin that they provide, then do it right there and then. If you get your mail delivered or there's no recycle bin in the post office where you pick up, then get into the habit of sorting your mail right next to the recycle bin the minute you step in your front door. If there's room, you can keep a bag or a basket for shredding or a shredder right there next to the recycling. Sometimes I have just one piece of mail to shred, so I'll rip up the credit card offer and put half in the garbage and half in the recycle bin. Now, mind you, I'm not advocating that as a standard operating procedure. What kind of unwanted mail should you shred? Pre-approved credit card offers, pay stubs, canceled checks, bank or credit card statements, anything related to taxes, utility bills, basically anything with an account number on it. Some people think that they should shred anything with their name and address on it. However, that information is usually already out there in the world, especially if you have mail delivered to an unlocked mailbox. A thief won't spend time digging through the recycling when they can just open your mailbox and pull out financial statements and credit card offers. Sadly, most identity theft these days happens online or through security breaches that are out of our control. In the end, whatever makes you feel comfortable is what you should destroy. Let's say you can't shred or burn sensitive information. There are Guard Your ID ink blotting stamps that can be purchased through most office supply stores. However, a good old-fashioned black Sharpie marker can do just as good a job. Some communities will host free shredding events, and you can bring your shredding to some office supply stores as well as some UPS and FedEx stores where they charge by the pound. Home shredders are okay for occasional shredding, but I encourage people to utilize bulk shredding for anything over about a half a ream worth of paper. When a client and I have done massive purges, they'll sometimes have a small moving box or a brown grocery bag full of paper to shred. That's a lot of your time and a lot of stress for a little home shredder if it doesn't fry it all completely. Bulk shredding may cost a few bucks, but that's cheaper than buying a new shredder every few years. With a little bit of perseverance, we can all make a difference in how much junk mail we get, how much junk mail ends up in the landfills, and this definitely benefits us all. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as kitchen organization, toxicity in the home, and helping seniors age in place. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manor, on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or trick that worked for you, or just join the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.